AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, and WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH News Center time, 8:21. And it is time for a very special edition of Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor.
Good morning to our friends listening in Fairfield and Westchester counties. Everyone listening streaming live everywhere. I want to give a big shout out to our friends in the quiet corner of Connecticut, Brooklyn, Connecticut. The Learning Clinic, providing strong academic instruction combined with a full range of clinical on-campus services. And they may be hiring. Check them out, thelearningclinic.org. Today's show is a special show that we're doing in these times of COVID-19 where people are so worried about money. People are being furloughed and laid off. I don't know anyone who is not impacted financially by the virus and thinking about the future. And still we have our kids. Yesterday my eldest finished high school. Today he has his 10-minute opportunity to show up and say goodbye to his friends at school. Just one person, you say goodbye, and that's it. But life goes on. Life goes on. So we're talking with a very special guest this morning. Good morning, Kristen Jacks.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
So Kristen is a financial educator, and she has founded something called Money in Your Twenties. She studied financial planning at Boston University's Center for Professional Education. She has worked at Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine, one of my favorites, and also Mutual Funds Magazine. She's a graduate of Duke University, and she is now focused on educating young people about money. Kristen, tell us what inspired you to write your book, Money in Your Twenties, Getting Started.
Well, I actually love to teach young people. And when my kids were younger, obviously it was the ABCs and things like that. As I realized they were going to get older and I wanted to have more adult conversations, I thought, well, you know, money is a really important conversation. And how do you even start that conversation? So even when they were little, I bought the URL moneyinyour20s.com. I just sort of reserved that, and I said, someday I'm going to make sure that they are prepared for the world. And I realized with all the books out there that there's not a book that's basic enough
right,
for kids.
Right, right.
There are a lot of books that start with, oh, do a net worth calculation or compound interest, and those are sort of second book concepts. You know,
right.
My book is very basic, and really is sort of like the do-re-mi, like think of Maria in The Sound of Music, of this is the conversation starter with your kids, and these are the building blocks. And in Connecticut, Connecticut gets an F for teaching financial literacy in high school. That's according to a wonderful study by Champlain College that, you know, shows financial literacy is very unevenly distributed in this country. So a state like Utah gets an A, and our state gets an F. So some people need it more than others, and I wanted to be ready with my kids.
Definitely. And you are a parent. I am a parent. And one of my favorite chapters of your book, and this is embarrassing to say because I am an adult, I'm not a kid, one of my favorite chapters was simply Taxes 101, where you talk about the fact that you can be told you're earning whatever, $60,000, $80,000, $20,000 a year, and make decisions based on that information. But look at all the taxes. Tell our listeners how they need to communicate to their kids how taxes affect their paycheck.
Absolutely. And a lot of people who are in this field have said that tax ignorance is a huge problem. People underestimate the tax bite. And I want to be clear, I'm not against taxes. We need taxes. We need to pay for things as a community. We need to all pool our money and pay for very important things. But you have to know it's coming.
Right,
so
right.
On page 48 of the book, I just give a very basic example of a young person gets a job for $50,000 in New York City, and they go, first of all, they think they're rich because kids haven't been handling money, so they don't know $50,000 is not going to last very long over the course of a year. But in any case, it's not $50,000, it's $38,000, and it's really important to teach your children the five taxes that will come out of a paycheck. And this is totally predictable, right? Like this is
right.
Not, you know, this is not secret information. There are five taxes, and anybody can learn, anyone can know what they are and how they're calculated and when they come out of a paycheck. So Instead of people having to scramble to figure it out for themselves, I just put it in the book, Taxes 101. It's Social Security, Medicare, federal, state, local taxes, two are flat taxes, the other are progressive taxes, and I explain what that is.
Right.
And when I talk to young people, they've never heard of any of this stuff before, which
right,
is a little
right.
scary.
And something that you and I were talking about off-air, you call it Know Your Nut, the
yes.
process enabling what you can predict that you'll be able to afford. And you were mentioning that the old way of doing a budget is not necessarily the best way to do a budget, the standard Excel spreadsheet, or you write it in a notebook of what's coming in and what's coming out. You've got to be working with net numbers. Is that correct?
Well, it's a few things. It's first of all, you have to appreciate the tax bite. And, you know, we're older, and we're much more accustomed to you graduate, you have a classic employer, the employer deducts the taxes. That has really shifted. I mean, you can almost think of it as like the Uber world. People are going to have, there's so many more young people participating in the gig economy where a classic employer is absent, and
right.
they have no idea what to do with a lump sum payment, and they get in trouble, right? And this kind of trouble is not like the trouble we had when we were younger. Maybe you were babysitting on the side or painting houses, and you could get away with it because there's not going to be any 1099 floating around out there with your name on it. So in one of the chapters, Taxes in the Gig Economy, I talk to parents about you've got to be alert to this, that your kids are going to earn money that they don't know how to set aside money for taxes. So in a classic budget, you know, you're sort of, you presume that you have a traditional employer and they've figured out everything for your taxes. So that's the first thing that doesn't work. The second thing that doesn't work is that line listing everything you might spend money on is overwhelming and tedious and doesn't get you where you need to go. What you really need, and what budgets are doing more and more these days, the people sort of thinking about these things, they're creating allowances. So you hear about like the 50, 30, 20, you know, is sort of like this way of how you allocate money and think of allowances. And I thought that was a good start, but it doesn't get you far enough. And the reason is that discretionary income is not included enough. People, 30 days is a long time any month. You know, you can be good Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then it gets to be Thursday, and you're dying to, you know, just blow a lot of money on, you know, when we used to be able to go out, Mexican
right.
and you know,
right.
margaritas and things. Maybe now you're ordering in. But in any case, you know, once we're out of these lockdowns, we're going to go back to ski weekends and wanting right. to purchase nice clothes. And budgets never really do enough to anticipate that. So
exactly.
I created the process, which says you have to get real about taxes so you know what your money left over is. And then you have to allocate literally at the beginning as much as you do for rent. You allocate that same amount for discretionary. And then you have to sort of convince me in this book that you don't need to do that. You are essentially a frugal person. But let's just start there.
Unfortunately, we are going to need to wrap up, but I love your book. I'm using it with my kids to talk about money. And if people want to reach out and find your book, we have a local bookstore in town, and they can call 203-869-1515 and order it. What is the name of that bookstore?
So Diane's books, Diane Garrett is great. She runs
yeah.
that bookstore, and she would love to hear from you.
And she does it contactlessly. So you order
yes.
it, and then you just pick it up, and there's no contact. Kristen, I can't thank you enough for writing this book. We all need to be thinking about money and savings and our health, of course, right now, first and foremost. Thank you for joining us this morning, and you have a great day, and happy anniversary, Kristen.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay, take care.
All right, thanks very much, Kristen and Robin, and that's a special edition of Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor. You hear her show usually Tuesday mornings at 7:21 here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, and WGCH.com anywhere.